Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Istanbul, Şişli. In an area which is dominated by factories. Big advertisement displays of novel clothing companies alternate with old industrial buildings. Empty streets. Only some workers on their cigarette break. One spot disrupts the monotonous sight. Big posters on the wall, a small outside kitchen. People sitting, drinking chai and discussing. It's the Kasova textile factory. A story of resistance in contemporary Turkey.
These machines are the robot ones. They are very neat and very fast. They produce cheap size of the floor.
At the end of January 2013, the boss of the Kasova textile factory told his workers that they should leave their place. At first they were told that this was just for a vacation, but soon they learned that they actually didn't have a working contract anymore. Some of them have not been paid for months, and they were fired without warning or compensation. On the 27th of February, the workers started to resist. During 2 months, they had some manifestations and protests. On the 28th of April, they took back the factory and started to occupy the place. In June, they started to work again, without the boss.
Öncelikten benim bir asker arkadaşım vardı. Bir asker arkadaşım var, burada çalışıyor. Arkadaş geldi, dedi ki ya bizim bir sorunumuz var, böyle böyle iş yerimiz kapandı, patron da kaçtı. Sizin de daha önceden mücadeleleriniz var.
Davut Celik is from the Revolutionary Workers Movement, which is supporting the Kasova workers. Tells how the collaboration started. He had a friend from the military service which was working here. One day he came and told him about the situation. He asked him for advice, as he had experiences with other resistances. First of all, they tried to bring together all the workers. The workers were coming from different views: leftists, rightists, Islamists, nationalists. They were not used to act together, and it was not exactly their tradition. The movement told them that when they were working for the same boss, they were working together. So if they could work together, they also can resist together, and they have to resist together. The Revolutionary Workers Movement is also supporting 8 other resistances from different sectors: textile workers, but also university workers from Istanbul Technical University. The resistance of Kosovo became the ninth one.
Günde her gün kaç, ne kadar saat çalışıyorsunuz?
Değişiyor. Yani şu ara çok yoğunuz. Hem röportajlarımız oluyor, hem çalışmalarımız, hem eylemlerimiz olduğu için evimize bile gidemediğimiz dönemler
var. Actually, now we are really busy. We are working, we are making interviews, we are manifesting. So sometimes we even don't have time to go home.
Zaten işgal fabrikası olduğu için ayrılamıyoruz. Yani sürekli nöbetçi olması gerekiyor. 7/24 buradayız.
And since this is an occupation, we have to be here. So 7 days in week and 24 hours, there is always somebody here.
İdil Enginyeniz is coming from the Galatasaray University and works there as a research assistant for ethics and journalism. She and her colleagues support the resistance. She translates for me during my stay in the factory. We're passing the machine halls with the looms, going upstairs to a room with a huge amount of pullovers. Three women are working there, sorting out the fabrics that the boss left at the building when he closed down the factory.
Gündelik hayatta gündelik çalışmayı nasıl organize ediyorsunuz? Şimdi siz burada galiba bir ayrım işi yapıyorsunuz mesela. Aşağıda başka bir şey dönüyor.
İlk etapta dokuma çalışıyor, dokuyor. Sonra parçaları birleştiriyoruz. Sonra dikim aşamasına geliyoruz. Dikim aşamasından sonra ütü paket kontrol, ama buradaki gördüğünüz kazaklar patronun bırakıp kaçtığı kazaklar. Şu an onları ham madde olarak çevirmeye çalışıyoruz kendimize. Tadilatlarını yapmaya çalışıyoruz. Onları ham madde olarak kullanacağız kendimizde.
There are some different steps and they are trying to work in alternates. But there are very few people. First of all, they produce their different parts and then they bring together, and there are some other details. And now here, those are pullovers left from the boss. And they are trying to collect a little bit to sell, or if not to use the material. Now there. Ne kadar zamandır buradasınız?
8 yılda bir firmada çalışıyorum.
From 8 years. She's working here. I am still here and I will be here. I didn't left or bus did.
Süreç nasıl oldu? Süreç biraz zordu ama güç değildi. Yani başlaması biraz ilk başta zorladı bizi. Başladıktan sonra arka arkaya geliyor. Yani eylemler insana arka arkaya getirmeyi öğretiyor.
At the beginning it was a little bit difficult. It was difficult to start, but once you start, then it became much more easy. In the movement, in the manifestations, the demonstrations, you learn how to continue. So one step brings another, and you learn in action.
Gibi farklı direnişler vardı. İTÜ Öğretim Elemanları Derneği. Bunların hepsini bir araya getirmiş. Her hafta sonu topluca yürüyüp Galatasaray Meydanı'nda basın açıklaması yapıyorduk. Arkadaşları da oraya kattık. Bir dokuzuncu direnişimiz oldu dedik. Yürümeye başladık. 1 Mayıs'a kadar her gün yürüyorduk. 1 Mayıs arifesinde 28 Nisan'da buraya çadır kurduk.
And every Saturday they are walking in Taksim Square, from Taksim Square to Galatasaray High School. This is a very emblematic part of the city to show the resistance. Till first of May, they did that every week, every weekend, every Saturday. But in the 28th April, they started to sit here.
Thank you. they are a part of Gezi, and Gezi was a part of that resistance.
A short historical timeline. The protests in Turkey 2013 started on the 28th of May, initially to contest the urban development plan for Istanbul's Taksim Gezi Park. Subsequently, supporting protests and strikes took place across Turkey, protesting a wide range of concerns. After a police withdrawal on the 1st of June, the sit-in at Taksim Gezi Park was restored. On 11th of June, riot police moved back into Taksim Square. A battle with unequal weapons between police and demonstrators started. After some peaceful events, police moved in on the 15th of June with tear gas and water cannon adulterated with pepper spray and rapidly cleared and occupied the park and square. Protesters fled to the surrounding areas and were chased by the police. Despite the police pressure, protests continued and still continue.
Şeyden sonra, o süreçten sonra Taksim'e halk ayaklanmasının başlaması var. Halk ayaklanmasıyla birlikte bizler de bütün işçiler orada destek verdik. Halkın ayaklanmasının içinde direnen işçilerin hepsi çadırlarını da kurdular. Birebir destek de verdiler.
At the end of the May, it became very, very important and everywhere in Turkey. And then he's telling that they also participated to that resistance of people. They became a part of that. They were present in Gezi. That during that period, their lawyers, advocates, had an attack from state, and they are now prisoned. They are accused to defend the workers' rights, or there are some other accusations. But he's saying that we know that at the end it will be nothing because they are not guilty. But the state does that to intimidate us, to break a little bit our resistance. Some lawyers' associations, which became to help them. Their members also are in prison, but they are still continuing to help.
Ve o çatışmalı süreç bittiğinde, forumlar kurulduğunda bütün forumlardan destek aldık. Destek alınca halkın birbirine kenetlenmesinin gücünü orada gördük. Fabrikadaki kırılmış, tahrip edilmiş bütün makinaları forumlardan aldığımız destekten yarım bırakılmış, kaçırılmış kazakları onardık, oralarda sattık. Oralardan gelen paralarla da makinaları onarıp bugün işler hale getirdik.
There were also present after the occupation of the park, there are now some forums in every neighborhood. They are in that forums. They are trying to discuss their problem, and they are trying to discuss how it will be continued events of Gezi. What will it will bring to us? And he's telling that they were also a part of that forum. So.
I'm told that there was a lot of solidarity between people at the Gezi Park occupation. and a lot of networks and forums arose. Although people had to fight with unproportional force of the police, and some were also imprisoned. People from Kosovo factory already started to sell the leftover pullovers at the occupations. But they could not produce yet, because their boss had destroyed the machines when he left.
Bunun şeyinde bir tıkanıklık vardı. Patronlar ortada yok. Makinalarla baş başa kaldık. Fabrikayı işgal etmiştik belli bir şeyden sonra patronlar gelmeyince. İşgal de bir şey ifade etmiyordu. Çünkü patronlar yine yok. Makinalar acizi. Ne yapacağız? İnsanların işe ihtiyacı var. 6 aydır direniyorlar. 5 kuruş paraları yok. Bir tıkanıklık vardı. Bunu aşmanın yolu olarak ne yapalım diye gelince ya o zaman işçi üretim kooperatiflerini kuralım. Devrimci İşçi Hareketi'nden böyle bir öneri geldi. İşçi üretim kooperatiflerini kurarsak yeni üretim ilişkileri yaratılır. Yeni üretim ilişkileri çünkü patronsuz yaşamak mümkün, işçisiz yaşamak mümkün değil. İşçiler her şeyi üretebilirler. Patronlar hiçbir şey üretemezler. Böyle bir şey vardı. Biz bundan yola çıkıp üretim ilişkilerini geliştirmeye başladık.
We couldn't do something more because we couldn't produce here. We were continuing to have our manifestations, etc. But we didn't have some job, so no money, and it became a little bit difficult. And we started to think what we can do now. And then the revolutionary movement of workers had a proposition to have a cooperation, to workers' cooperation, and to start to produce, to have a production. And with the financial support coming from that forum, so they could be able to repair the broken machines here. So start to reproduce things. The most important proposition was to try to change the relations of production, because it is possible to produce something without a boss, but it's not possible without workers. So we had the power.
Biz şu an patronluğu hedeflemiyoruz. İşçi olarak çalışıp kooperatif olarak büyümeyi, patronsuz bir hayat kurmayı hedefliyoruz.
Our target is not to be the boss. We are just our objective is to build a cooperative and to continue to work as workers and to build maybe a world without bosses.
So the workers finally started to produce in June. At the beginning, some questions arose. the salaries of the workers were in a disequilibrium. Some have earned 5,000 liras before, others 50,000.
But the workers themselves, they say that we don't want all that money. We now understood our power, and we just want to continue to produce, to work here together. And with the money, we will have just enough to live, to continue, but in a good way. And if it will be other profits, so we will bring that together to help to other resistance. There was another worker who was telling that when they will start to produce much more, a lot of things, they will always try to keep, not try, they will always keep to have a reasonable price with very good quality product. So there were much more numerous, so there were a lot of more people. But now there is, I think at the beginning it was 94 people, workers here, but a lot of them left. Now there are 14, 15 people who are still resisting here, actually, and now working. They start to work, really.
These machines make this ones with this things.
Her şey çeviriyorsun.
These machines are making the simple ones with one color on it. Nothing on it, only one color.
Mm-hmm.
Simple ones. And this is the showroom. Yeah, they're good quality. Some of these ones are very expensive in the other places they sell them.
Yeah.
But workers selling them from in here from the cost what they do. Not expensive
profit.
Like not a profit on it. They sell it from the what they make it. Both are selling this 10 times expensive than in here.
Yeah.
Before it was closed, the factory of Kazova was producing high quality pullovers for European luxury brands such as Marco Polo and Gap. It has been existing for 70 years and used to export to Germany, England and the US, among other countries. The textile industry in Turkey depends in large parts on exports. So during the crisis, the textile industry soon came under economic pressure. Now the workers are producing again on their old looms. They fabricate elegant light pullovers in plain colors or with diamond patterns. They sell them at the forums, via social networks and directly from the factory, to where those pullovers got a completely new meaning.
Normally we have some etiquettes and pullovers. They are also put that and it indicates that this product is a product from the resistance of Kazova, and they resume a little bit what was the process. So for some of people, for example, this is a really historical thing to keep.
Geceliğin saat 1'de bilmiyorum diğer ülkelerdeki faşistler yapar mı bilmiyorum ama burada ülkücüler gece saat 1'de gösteri yaptılar, yürüyüş yaptılar. 20-25 kişilik bir grup burayı taciz etme maksatlı gösteri yaptılar. Dünyada eşi var mı bilmiyoruz. Türkiye'de de herhalde yok. Ama burada oldu bu.
He just wants to add that during that process, the state forces were not so friendly. There were some police forces coming to And also there were some fascist groups coming here to protest during the night, for example. It was also something not usual. And so from the state, there is always a pressure, a negative pressure.
Latin Amerika'da benzer örgütlenmeler olmuş. İşte fabrika işgalleri var. Yunanistan'da var, Brezilya'da var. Bu Türkiye'de ilk kez olan bir şey. Türkiye'de ilk kez bir işgal fabrikası üretime geçiyor. Bu işçiler açısından da, bizler açısından da, devrimciler açısından da heyecan verici. Herkes her adım bir yeni şey olduğu için de farklı heyecanlar taşıyoruz. Onu belirteyim.
This is the first example in Turkey, a place occupied by workers and continue to produce. There are other examples in the world, in the Latin America, in Greece, for example. But for Turkey, this is the first example. And because of that, we are all very moved. Every revolutionary, every persons are looking that to help, to understand, and also became a part of that change. That's why they could be continue so far. Saturday that will be a big event, a little bit media support and a little bit famous person support. It will be maybe more money. To continue. We learned from an email list, for example, and we told in our university, and we bought 32 pullovers. So there are also social networks.
Kazova Tekstil'in blog spotu var.
They have a blog. Şu anda Türkçe herhalde sadece.
Evet.
At the moment it's only in Turkish, but maybe in the future we can try to have some parts in English, in French, I don't know. But from there you can have an email address, you can have a phone number, and if you want you can order, you can talk with somebody.
The blog of the Kazova factory can be found easily on Google with the keywords Kazova Kazova Textil, Tekstil.
Sometimes they are stopping, but it continues.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.